This is Rediscover Life from Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series, I Have Decided. And so, have you decided to follow Jesus? Because Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. So, you know, God wants us to choose life. God wants us to serve his purposes. And so we're going to look at the first part of what it means to follow Jesus. And that would entail discipleship. And I think it's important to understand that a disciple simply means a learner, a pupil. And so, again, this is where humility comes in. Do you have a teachable spirit? Are you willing to learn? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And, you know, I think it's important that we come with an attitude of being willing to learn, that we read his word, not trying to poke holes in his word or try and defy his word or reject his word, but, you know, that we read it with meekness and with the recognition that it is eternal truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so Jesus didn't say to make converts, but rather to make disciples. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And that means more than simply praying a prayer or obtaining a decision. The biggest mistake those involved in evangelism make is that while they share Christ faithfully, they're satisfied with praying a prayer on the side of the street, but many times never follow the convert up to ensure that they're planted in a good church where they're taught the essentials of the Christian faith. And ironically, many times they're not even a church member themselves. Because you can't give others what you don't have, you can't bring others where you don't go, you can't disciple if you're not being discipled yourself. These are the ABCs of the Christian faith. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as in the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. A disciple is planted in a local church where they build relationships and they learn to serve, give, and grow. And again, I'm going to deal with that in greater detail over the coming days, but the local church is God's thing. Christ is the head of the church and it is his body. A disciple, therefore, is a follower of Christ, one who follows with a view to both obeying and imitating Jesus Christ. And you could say, therefore, that discipleship is the process of becoming Christ-like. And we are called to be like Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. Then he said to them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Think about that. It says, verse 18, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. And so we see a key part of discipleship is following Jesus. And, you know, I believe that entails going to church. It entails praising and worshiping God. It includes reading the Bible and praying and sharing your faith. And so, again, discipleship is the process of becoming Christ-like, because Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. There's a process to being made like the Master, and it's an oftentimes painful one, for it requires change. Follow me and I will make you. I just read earlier in Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30, where Jesus said, come, learn of me. And so there's a process of being made like the Master. There's a process of learning. And like I said, it's an oftentimes painful one because it requires change, and change is always painful. I remember as a teenager waking up in the middle of the night with painful cramps in my legs. It was shocking how quickly I would wake up, but these were growing pains. And you know, you can't grow without some degree of discomfort and inconvenience. That's why the teenage years are so challenging, particularly for parents, but also for the child themselves, because they're going through a time of profound change. Luke chapter 14 and verse 25. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." And so we see here that there's a cost to the cross. There's a cost to discipleship. And Jesus said to count the cost. And this is the thing. Anybody can start, but only a disciple will finish. Paul said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I've kept the faith." Paul finished the course. And yet, there are many believers who start things and don't finish them. And so we need to count the cost, and we need to follow through on our promises. Do you have the power to make good on a promise? Do you follow through in your commitments? Have you counted the cost of being a disciple? But you might say, "But Pastor, I need to sleep in, and that's why I can't come to church." Or certainly, if we are serious about following Jesus' example, then while sleep is important and rest is important, it doesn't take priority over serving God. The Bible says in Mark 1:35, "And Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed." Could Jesus have slept longer? Yes. Did he probably need more sleep than he was taking? Yes. But he had a race to run, and he had a purpose to fulfill, and he chose to spend time with the Father. And if Jesus is our example, then we should live lives of prayer too. We should seek the face of God too. We should rise early in the morning too, because if Jesus did it, then we want to do it, because we want to be like Jesus. We want to be Christ-like. Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. So, you know, what time in the morning was that? I don't know. It was early. It was possibly still dark. And yet Jesus would rise a long time before daylight, go to a solitary place. And I think that there's a key there for us in our prayer life as well. For those of you who desire to have a deeper prayer life, deal with the distractions. Because many times it's not that God isn't hearing you, and it's not that your prayers aren't biblical. It's just that you're distracted. And for some of you, the moment you sit down to read your Bible or to study a book or to pray, suddenly you get 10 things in your head, little jobs you need to do around the house, or things you forgot, or calls you need to make. And the irony is, if you sit down to watch a movie or you sit down in the cinema, how many of you just completely switch off and you don't think of, "I need to do A, B, or C"? And yet, the minute you do that with the Bible or to pray, your mind gets bombarded many times with things that need to be done. I think it's an indication of how prayer is a threat to the enemy. And this is why, again, don't hide behind excuses. Amen? Because there are some things more important than rest, and that is revival. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. C.T. Studd. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.